This is Reverend Dom Jerem Hayden. I would like to introduce Jackie Gleason reciting the Actor's Prayer.
Here in my dressing room, with the door shut, I am alone with thee. I am glad I know the Great Spirit that stands silently by. Here, as in every place where a human heart is beating, cannot an actor be God's man? Cannot I, whose business it is to play, be as conscientious as those in authority, or peril, or solemn function? Convention classes me and my fellows among the loose and thoughtless. So, thou art my secret. I triumph inwardly to find thy presence and taste the mystic joy of thy friendship, while the world suspects not. Thou washest my heart clean as the priests. Thou givest me a holy ambition to do my work well, that I also may be a devout craftsman. Thou teachest me subtle ways to resist despair, to master my passions, to heal unworthy weakness. The rare medicine of thy presence is for me too, as well as for the cloistered monk or meditating scholar. Teach me to be great among the many who are content to be called great. Reveal to me the satisfaction of virtue, the inner rewards of loyalty, helpfulness, and self-control. Let me be an unusual person because of that simplicity of heart and that lovableness of nature that I learn from thee. May I also touch the infinite and share the divine current that thrills all high souls. Save me from the bogs of pettiness, from egotism, self-pity, envy, and all the corrosives that mar life. I do not serve in the temple. Mine is no solemn office nor critical station. But I thank thee that the river of God flows through the streets of the city, and whosoever will may drink. Make me to achieve a better success in my role before the ever-present audience of the angels than I hope to have when I play my part upon the mimic stage. Ever, in all junctures, in hours of lightness, as in stress or trial, God of my soul, help me to play the man. It has long been my ambition to record the Actor's Prayer. My dear friend Dom Jerome Hayden, a Benedictine monk, asked me to help him in his work of bringing God into psychiatry and mental health. I was indeed honored and pleased with this request. I decided to give to Dom Hayden this, my Actor's Prayer, which you have just heard, and dedicate it to his work and to him as an aid to accomplish his purpose. With this prayer on my lips, I am making a frank and public appeal to assist a dedicated Benedictine monk in his pioneering a truly religious psychiatry, a most difficult and needed movement in the field of medicine. The organization is the Marcellin Institute. The problem is mental health, particularly that area of mental health which relates directly to both religion and psychiatry. The appeal they are making is for money. Your money. My money. Lots of it, and in a hurry. Let me explain. The Marcellin Institute started on July 4th, 1957. A dedicated priest, also a practicing psychiatrist, doctor, or father as he prefers to be called, James E. Hayden, started the work in a rented three-story building in Brookline, Massachusetts. Father tells me it was called Marcellin because that is a contraction for the three Latin words Mary, health of the sick. Well, I don't know much about Latin, and I'm not much of an expert on religion or psychiatry. But I have seen enough of the world to know that religion and psychiatry ought to get together. Father Hayden, a fellow of the American Psychiatric Association, had his doctorates in medicine and philosophy years before becoming a Benedictine monk. He was practicing as a priest psychiatrist in Washington, then moved to the Boston area with the hope of setting up the first religiously oriented psychiatric clinic in the world. Some of his patients followed him from Washington. Others were and are referred to him by other practicing psychiatrists. These men feel that they are not fully equipped to deal with the religious problems that may crop up in their work. The three-story house in suburban Brookline is much too small for the needs of adult psychiatry. And adult psychiatry is only a small part of the job he has set for himself. In addition to adults, the Marcellin Institute works with mentally retarded children, emotionally disturbed children, and socially maladjusted youth, giving treatment, conducting research, and providing professional training. He is doing everything in the old quarters he intends to do in the new quarters, but he is just not doing it for enough people. There is just far too much to be done for the amount of space. Hence the need for expansion, the need for money. In addition, the kind of work Marcellin Institute is doing needs not only extra rooms, it needs land, close enough to the big city for training of the staff and the cross-pollination of ideas among practicing psychiatrists. But above all, enough room so the patients are not jammed in together and the different types of patients are kept sufficiently apart. Well, to put it briefly, there is a piece of land that Father Hayden can have if he can raise enough money quickly enough. This is where you and I come in. With the land will come the buildings that will enable him to carry on his work, which will become world famous, if it can be expanded sufficiently to do its job in the way it ought to be done. So I ask you to join me in a contribution to this wonderful work. And now I want you to meet Father Hayden. Tell me, Father, what is it like to be both a priest and a psychiatrist? Is the couch just a horizontal confessional booth?
Not at all, Jackie, except that many psychiatric patients do have problems that are specifically religious. And of course, when those come to light, I am always ready and willing to discuss them as a priest.
Do you think, Father, that the conflict between religion and psychiatry is hampering the treatment of mental illness today?
Maybe in some cases, but actually, there is no fundamental conflict between the two. Any psychiatrist will tell you there is a definite linkage between distorted minds and tortured souls. Our job is to help mankind by bringing the forces of religion and psychiatry to bear in curing disturbed people. Marcellin Institute is pioneering this attempt in the adult field.
You say the adult field. You work with children too, don't you?
Indeed we do. Children are the key to mental health problems everywhere. It is very rare to find an adult whose disturbances do not have their roots in childhood. So child psychiatry is really the key to the mental health of our nation. Our present work is all in the embryo stage. We don't have enough room or facilities to handle disturbed children, adolescents, adults, and exceptional children all in one building. This is why I came to you.
Well, I hope this will help. But to get back, you said exceptional children.
Yes. This is a word that is used to designate all children who depart from the average or norm in matters of intellectual and emotional development. These are the children who have won the heart of Cardinal Cushing, who has blessed our work at Marcellin.
Are you interested in all phases of mental health?
We are. Marcellin Institute hopes to train personnel who in time will deal with all phases of psychiatry and mental health.
By all phases, Father, do you mean that people of all races, creeds, and colors are your concern?
By all means. In the realms of psychiatry and mental hygiene, where the human personality is involved, there must be a realization that the total makeup of the patient, and that includes religious beliefs and spiritual aspirations, if any, may well determine the course of treatment. There has been too little of it up to now. We are aching for the chance to get started on a big enough scale to do the job.
And to do that,
we need money. If we can get enough money, and fast enough, we can get into the brick-and-mortar stage of our work and will be on the road to success.
Well, folks, you have heard the Padre and his problems. I am not going to say give until it hurts, but I will say give till it means something. You cannot imagine how much good you will be doing for the problem of mental health in the modern world.
Thank you, Jackie, and thank you, friends, who have had the interest to listen to this appeal. The mental health problem is a big problem, but we can go far in its prevention and treatment if we have the facilities. We need help. May God abundantly bless your efforts and generous assistance in helping us achieve our goals.